I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1458, Surrender versus Stewardship. There is a difference between the two, you know. And recognizing those differences and living in light of them can give you peace that you've never experienced before. It can give you peace in the days that seem to want to overwhelm you, and can give you love in your heart while you go. Do you know the difference? Let's talk about it. This podcast is called The Two Greatest because Jesus told us the greatest commandments are love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, all of your strength, and love your neighbors yourself. It gets muddy when we don't know the difference between surrender and stewardship. J.R. Briggs brought out the distinction in his weekly blog. This is what he wrote. All of life is surrender and stewardship. Surrender involves the things that we cannot control or influence. The weather, canceled flights, our boss, other people's responses, releasing. Stewardship includes the things within our control that have been entrusted to us. Opportunities, relationships, time, energy, finances, our responses, and our emotions. Seizing. One of the activities JR has people do as he life coaches them is to distinguish between these two. Often, we're stressed out to the max. We're overwhelmed. We're secretly unsure how to navigate the turbulent waters of life, but we're supposed to be confident as we lead our own life and lead others. So his exercise can be so good to help us clarify the confusion and give us eyes to see exactly what's what, so we can live and love better. What he does is he has people write down the word surrender on the top left of a piece of paper and write the word stewardship on the top right. The idea here is to list all the things in your life right now under surrender that you need to release because you don't have control over them. And you need to write it down, look at it, and admit it. And then on the right side, list all the things that you can control under stewardship, things that are in your lane, things that God has given you to do and no one else. He writes about all the time and all the energy and all the health that we lose when we try to steward things that we must surrender, or we try to surrender things that are ours to steward. You know, that made me think of our friend, your friend and mine, who's always able to help us in this process. The old hymn writer records it like this. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful? Who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. I'd like to challenge you to do this exercise today. Take out a pen and paper, draw a line down the middle, list surrender on one side and stewardship on the other. And then as you list it out, ask yourself the great question. What things on this list have I been trying to put in the wrong column? And don't forget, your friend Jesus is with you to sort it all out. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, give us wisdom. You told us we can ask for wisdom when we need it, and God, we need it. Give us wisdom to know what's ours to do and what's yours to do. Give us wisdom to know what to steward well and what to release to others. Give us wisdom to be about the good, beautiful, and true things that are on our path, in our lane. Give us peace to let go of those areas of life that we can't control. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1459. In the meantime, often the root of worry and striving and anxiety is found in the difference between finding joy and engaging in the things of life that God has for us and then not stressing over the things that He hasn't. And it takes practice. So your day and your mind will be full of potential stressors, things that have the power to drag you down if you let them. Don't do it. Find your peace in living the difference between surrender and stewardship.